Another unsettled day in currency and bond markets kept the stock indexes off balance, sending the indexes to a new year-to-date low. The S&P 500 index finished 1% lower on Monday, finishing below the prior 2022 closing low that was set in mid-June as the U.S. dollar soared to a 20-year high, Treasury yields reached their highest level since 2010, and mortgage rates reached their highest level since 2002. The volatility traces back to high and stubborn global inflation and policymakers' urgent efforts to respond to it. From the Federal Reserve's vow to slow growth with a historic pace of rate hikes to the UK's tax cut and spending plan that has led to the currency there to crash. As dicey as the macro picture is, traders see signs in the U.S. stock market that in the short term, the selling may be overdone, setting up a potential sharp bounce soon. If so, any rally would be greeted by skepticism, the kind formed by half a dozen failed rebound rallies over the past 8 months. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.